Welcome to the Empowered You podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Espino, a former licensed social worker turned spiritual empowerment coach and transformational speaker. And I am on a mission to help you rediscover who you truly are on a soul level so you can create the life you truly desire and make the impact that only you were born to make. This unfiltered podcast is your weekly Espino Espresso shot of empowerment, information, strategies, incredible guests, fun, and so much more, all geared towards helping you believe with pure conviction that you are more than enough and have the power and abilities within you to make your dreams and desires a reality. Because let me tell you, sunshine, the world needs you. Now let's get this party started. Welcome back, sunshines, to another episode of the Empowered You podcast. Bow, bow, bow. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, sunshines. So for today's episode, what I want to do is I want to set an intention, and then I'm just going to allow the energy to flow and see what comes through, because there has been a lot on my heart. I didn't write down notes or anything like that. So I'm just going to trust, and I'm just going to surrender, and I'm going to release control. And I'm just going to set the intention that whatever needs to be said today, that would be for the highest good of all, will be said. And that whoever hears this, no matter when they hear it, this message, these messages are going to be exactly what they need to hear during a time where they are searching for hope and faith and searching for strength and just perspective shifts and aha moments. My intention is that this episode will be literally everything you didn't even know you needed. My intention is to really show up powerfully and be a vessel for unconditional love and to know exactly what to say and when to say it. That'd be for the highest good of all. So that is my intention. Just real quick, I have a full house right now. So if you hear anything in the background, just know this is real life. You know, I have people, my parents are here and they're working, and so if you do hear them, just know, you know how it is. It's real life. So, okay, what has been on my mind? What do I want to share with you? So a lot of times in our community of, you know, personal development and spiritual development, I feel like, and even in the fitness world, what I've been seeing, not all, but a lot of people are really drilling this whole idea of like, stay positive. You must be positive. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. You know, other people have it worse. Stay positive. And it's almost like we're being shamed into staying positive. We're being shamed into, you know, you must be positive. So if you're feeling any other low vibrational emotion, you know, it's not okay. And that's not okay with me. You know what I mean? Like, I really felt triggered. And I know the people that are saying this, they're coming from a really good place, right? They're coming from a pure positive intention to really help uplift the people, right? But for me, it really, really triggered me, because I mean, we've talked about this in past episodes, the power of feeling to heal. And I'm all about feel the feels. Like, we must feel the feels. Those energies, those emotions, they're energy, right? So if we try to avoid these feelings of anger and, you know, despair and hopelessness and fear and uncertainty and whatever emotions you may be experiencing, that energy is still stuck in your vibration. It will affect you. It will, whether emotionally, physically, energetically. And during this time where you're not in a space where you can really go out and avoid, right? Like, we're really being faced to face our shadows and to face the fears and uncertainties that are coming up. And also, you know, really to ask ourselves, is this my energy, or am I picking up the energy of my family members or my neighbors or the collective energy? Because we all are empaths. We all are energetic beings. We feel energy. And if you're doubting that, have you ever walked into like an experience where people were arguing and you literally felt the tension, like that expression where you can like, put a knife through the tension. I don't know if that's the expression, but you know what I mean? Like, you can feel it, even though you weren't there for the argument, you can feel it. right? Because we're feeling beings. We feel the energy. So I would encourage you to ask yourself, you know, is this my emotion or not? And then really let's do the work for it. So first, let me backtrack and just say how incredibly important it is to allow yourself to feel the feels and to release expectations, sunshines. Really, honestly, these are unprecedented times. There's no how to, right? There's no one size fits all. There's no quote unquote right or wrong way to handle this. You know, a lot of people are experiencing, there's such a wide variety of emotions and experiences, whether you're parents and you're now a teacher. Not only do you have your full-time job that you may be doing at home, but then you're also become a teacher overnight. And you know, there's people where they're not working and they don't know when their income is coming in or when they're going to make money. There's people that are working and are scared that they may, you know, get the virus or whatever. There's people that are in very toxic, unhealthy relationships that are now quarantined with that partner, with that children, with parents that are toxic, or, you know, there's so much going on right now. And I don't want to minimize or discredit or be insensitive to any of that, because it is a difficult time. And I want you to know that I'm holding space for you. Everyone, we're in this together. You know, you are not alone. We're all going through this together. And I just want you all to know that I see you and I honor you, and that whatever you're feeling, it's okay. It's okay to feel. It's okay to feel like, holy shit, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel maybe like you're in denial. It's okay. It's okay. There's no right or wrong way. But I just encourage you to give yourself permission to feel the feels and release the judgment and really lean on the compassion and the love and release these expectations, because there's no expectations, right? We're all learning on the fly. That's why I mentioned in last week's episode, this whole idea of moment by moment, we are being guided to be as present as possible, moment by moment, not even day by day, moment by moment, choice by choice. So what I strongly encourage you to do is to allow yourself to feel the feels. And I get it. A lot of people are like, no, I don't want to even open those can of worms because I don't want to fall into a depression or have a panic attack or whatever the case may be. And I totally get that. So it's like, I encourage you to set boundaries with that. So let's say, you know, you're feeling really down and you're just like, all right, I'm going to give myself an hour to really allow myself to feel the feels, you know, get into the victim energy, get into the, you know, why is this happening energy, and whatever you're feeling, the anger, the despair, whatever you're feeling, allow yourself to feel that. You can cry, punch a pillow, you know, journal, you know, just give yourself permission to really feel so you can like process through those emotions, so you can release those emotions. But then give yourself like, okay, I'm going to give myself an hour to allow myself to feel the feels. And then I'm going to force myself to walk around town or to do a dance exercise or to listen to some music or to meditate or whatever the case may be. And you may not have the desire to do it, right? But that's where, you know, choice by choice, you get to decide if you're going to spend your energy in, you know, the how our thoughts work, just like despair. And then it's like the negative downward spiral, right? Or you get to focus energy on, okay, I don't really want to meditate. I don't really want to go out and walk. I really don't want to go on Zoom and have a Zoom date with my friend. I really don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it because I know ultimately it's going to make me feel better. And right now I don't feel like I want to do it because I'm feeling down and I'm feeling low vibe, and it's okay. I'm not going to judge myself for that. I'm going to accept myself for what it is, but I'm going to push myself because I know at the end of the day, this is going to help me. Going out in nature, you know, talking to a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever, it's going to help me in the long run. So I'm going to do it. Even if I don't feel like it, I'm going to do it. So it's like making yourself, like holding yourself accountable and just remembering that there's higher meanings to this all. There's bigger, greater purposes throughout this all. And just know that you have the ability within you. You have the resiliency. You have you know, the adaptability, the ability to persevere, you can get through this, right? So it's just figuring out what's going to work for you and what's not, you know, trial and error, experimentation, you know, whether it's creating some type of schedule for yourself or your kids or, you know, whatever the case may be, or whether it's, I don't know about you, but I've been unfollowing people left and right. I've been unfriending people left and right. I've been blocking people left and right. And it's not like I'm not in a place where I'm spiritually bypassing or trying to avoid, because that's not going to help this situation at all. But I do know the difference between, I can feel the energy between a post or a video that's coming from fear-based energy and another one that's coming from love-based energy, which is like, yeah, still follow precautions, you know, social distancing, stay at home, wash your hands, do da da da. But then it's also like there's an energy of like, okay, so what else can you do? Like, how can we work through this? How can we take what we have and make the best out of it? Whether it's, you know, the free online dance classes that are going on, or fitness classes, or meditations. There's been so many group meditations that people are offering for free. I also offered a free inner child healing group meditation, which if you're not following me on Instagram, follow me at It's Kelly Espino, or Facebook at Kelly Espino, so you can get up to date when I offer additional group healings moving forward. But really, like, just taking the time to make the best out of it. And I know for me the other day, I went to one of my girlfriends, Jasmine, shout out to Jasmine, was hosting this dance class outside. And it was very like CDC approved, you know, very limited space. We didn't touch or anything like that, but oh, it was amazing, right? And I went with my mom. And then afterwards, my mom and I went to a park and we walked around. And OMG, we got back in the car and I looked at the time and I'm like, oh my God, mom, it's been 2 hours since we left the home, but it felt like so much longer. And it was just such a confirmation for me that time is an illusion, that we are so quick before this virus, before this all happened, we were so quick to be like, I don't have time for that. Or, you know, we're running to the next thing, or, you know, oh, we have errands to do and we have this and we're going out and we're socializing, da, 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 and we're always going to the next thing. And we never feel like we have enough time. But then when we are forced to really be present and be in the moment, time, it like expands. Time doesn't feel so short anymore. And it kind of just shows you like, damn, like those were legit stories. And it also shows you that a lot of times we were avoiding our feelings. We were distracting ourselves for what we're feeling, and by doing all these things and by these stories, which it's understandable, you know, we created these stories as defense mechanisms and trauma responses, and we just practice them all the time through experiences, right? Habits, patterns. But now everything is kind of being like halted, right? And we're being forced to really face the shadows that we're experiencing. And I know the other day I had a friend that told me that, oh, you know, I'm sorry that I've been ghost. I've been dealing with my inner demons. And I told them, and I was just like, they only become demons when you keep them inside, you know, inner demons. It's because you're not allowing yourself to feel the feels. You're not allowing yourself to really dig into what are you feeling? Where is the root of it? What is the root of it? You know, a lot of what we're experiencing right now as a collective, you best believe our inner children are like extremely triggered, whether, you know, it's scarcity or lack or fear of uncertainty and all this stuff that I can only imagine your inner child is experiencing. We're being called to really shine a light to it and really put a mirror to it and be like, what is actually going on? And I know a lot of times that it can be really scary to do that, to explore, to dig. But when you set the intention, like I'm setting the intention to uncover what fears are, you know, holding me back, that are keeping me down at this time, whatever, and just allow yourself to just journal out, write it out, just release that energy with that awareness, with that knowledge, it's going to help you heal. And then you can just keep asking like, okay, what can I do now? So for example, me personally, I've experienced this whole weekend, right now it is Tuesday, March 24th. And this weekend I experienced massive neck, shoulder, and like upper back pain, like massive, guys. Like I've never felt this way before. Like I struggled with like
turning my head to the left or right or down or up. I couldn't even put my hands up. Like when I was laying down, when I was trying to get up, it was like beyond painful. And I'm like, what the F is going on? I'm like, I didn't pull anything. I didn't crack anything. Like, what is going on? And for literally 2 days, guys, I had no idea. And then what I did was I reached out to my girl, Elvita Cabreja, which she's been on the podcast. I love her to death. And I was just checking in on her. And then she shared with me that she was experiencing shoulder and neck pain. And she was like, I really feel like it's fear that built up. And then it was like a light bulb hit me. I'm like, holy shit, how did I not even recognize that? And what happened was, is that although I don't feel fearful, right? Like I've been upping my practices. I've been upping my, just really upping my practices. Yeah, really, honestly. So I could really cultivate that inner peace. Although I didn't feel fearful and stressed and all that stuff, my body was feeling it. My body was reacting. So what I did was this morning, I journaled on it. And I was like, okay, you know, where is this? I set the intention. I was like, I'm setting the intention to connect with high vibrational guides, spirit guides of the highest vibration, the greatest of good, and the deepest of love to help me uncover why I have this pain in my neck, shoulder, and whatever. So as I was journaling it out, writing it out, right, I would ask questions. And I'm like, is this have to do with fear? And I heard, yes, it came through as thoughts. And I'm like, is this my fear? And I heard, no. And I'm like, whose fear is this? I'm like, is it my parents' fear? And I heard, yes. And then I was like, is it my grandparents' fear? And I heard, yes. And I'm like, is this fear of uncertainty? And I heard, yes. And I'm like, okay, so this is not my own fear. And I heard, no, not at this time. And I continue to keep journaling. And I'm like, okay, how can I, how can I release this energy? And it was basically like, what you're doing right now helps by acknowledging that this fear, this energy is not yours, that you've absorbed this energy from your surroundings, just by having this awareness of that clarity and also getting to the root of where it's actually stemming from is going to help you release it. Also, you journaling, you releasing this energy also helps. I then was guided to sage. So to sage my energy, call in Archangel Michael to really help protect my energy, right? I was called to meditate and ground my energy in nature. And just be really, really mindful and ask myself throughout the day, like, what am I feeling right now? Be really mindful and then ask myself, is this me or am I feeling someone else's energy, or is this my inner child coming forward? Like really being curious and just being intentional is everything right now. And if you're like, okay, I don't really feel called to doing channel journaling, like that just doesn't resonate with me, I don't know if I believe in spirit guides, I don't know, whatever, I totally get that. So what you can do is you can do speed journaling. So what you can set your alarm for a timer for 2 or 3 minutes. And with the whatever question you have, like, you know, what fears do I need to uncover to move forward at this time or whatever, you write it on the top and then you hit start with your timer and you just start writing. And you could even be like, this sucks, I don't even know what I'm doing, why am I even listening to Kelly, this is weird, da-da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden I'd be like, oh, it's igniting a wound that you had when you were younger regarding not having enough food or wanting more food but you didn't have it, so now, you know, you're hoarding the food that you're saving for, you know, just in case we get quarantine or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, and you'll be blown away by what comes through. Just, and again, you may have resistance at first, just keep writing through the resistance. Like, I don't know why I'm doing this. This sucks. This is weird. Da, da, da. And you'll be so shocked by the awareness and clarity that comes through. And this will help you bypass like the ego mind, the conscious mind, and really go into your subconscious. And also, I spiritually believe like you're connecting with your higher self. But if that doesn't resonate with you, just think about it like that. Speed journaling, it goes past your conscious and goes straight to your subconscious to uncover the answers. Because let me tell you, sunshine, you all have the answers within you. Every single one of you, you have it. And just to really add to that is today, before I went on this podcast, we started recording this podcast episode, I have a book called Light is the New Black by Rebecca Campbell. And every once in a while, I'll set an intention and I'll set an intention and then I'll like open the book to whatever page it opens up to. And then I just trust that that's what needs to be said, right? So what I did today, I said, my intention was, what is the message that the collective needs to hear through the Empowered You podcast that would be for their highest good? And I just flipped through it. And then what came through was page 15. And it says, Living in the Light. That's like the chapter title. And it says, replacing should and could with deep desires. And why not? I danced, breathed, shook off, and embraced. I only let in people, experiences, and things that fill me up, light me up, and made me feel whole. All I ever needed to do was surrender and let my soul courageously lead. Call off the search party. It was inside me all along. And I love that, because I really feel like that's what we're being called to do. Yesterday, I was on this healing circle, and what came through was surrender. Like, we are being called to literally surrender. And I know it's easier said than done, especially when there's so much uncertainty around us. It's like, we want certainty, so we want to control. But the thing is, this is so unprecedented. There's nothing that we can control right now. The only thing we can control is how we respond, how we react, what we choose to focus our energy on, what we choose to absorb at this time. You know, that really is the power that we have right now. So we can choose to find things to help us light us up, to uncover things, like things that you've been wanting to do that you haven't been doing. I'm telling you, people are getting super freaking creative, and almost everything is online now. Like, check it out. You know, having coffee dates or tea dates on Zoom with your friends, or, you know, whatever the case may be, but just know that you have the guidance within you. You have the answers within you. You are equipped with everything you need within you, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of your situation. You have this. And I know it's easier said than done, but again, look back in our history, look back at our ancestors, what they've overcome, what they, you know, were able to just keep on keeping on. And we have that. It's that human spirit within every single one of us. We have this incredible innate ability to adapt and adjust and pivot. And we have an ability to be so resilient and an ability to persevere and keep on keeping on. Just know you don't have to figure it out all at this moment. And I encourage you not to try to figure it out all at this moment, because that's what's going to stress you out, and it's going to lower your immune system, and it's just going to, you're going to be in your head. Right now, being in our head is not going to serve us. It's not. Our ego mind, which is designed, a safety protective mechanism designed to keep us safe, is going wild right now with all the fear and uncertainty energy that's all around me, and, you know, in the newspapers and the news and the language people are using, the government, like the language people are using, the energy in those words are like crazy massive. So I don't know. I got on a spiel, and I don't know why I brought that up, but I'm sorry, guys. My human came in. We're all these messy humans, and we all experience the full human spectrum of emotions, right? So it's like embracing that and just being mindful of what you're listening to and what you're absorbing, and understanding that it's okay to not feel okay right now. It's okay to feel whatever emotion you're feeling. You're justified in that. Accept that. Allow yourself to feel, to then heal. Just don't unpack and live there, right? That's not going to serve you. But giving yourself the time to really dig into it and feel, to heal, and then doing things that are going to help you feel better is going to be game changing. Okay. And just remembering that we do have the answers within, that we have that resiliency. It's part of our human spirit. You look at our track record. We will get through this. We will overcome. There's no doubt in my mind, but we are 100% being called to release expectations, to surrender, and to just be in the moment, be present, be the light, be bold, and just be one moment at a time, one choice at a time, but the power is within you. I promise you, I know it. I feel like there's no doubt in my mind. I say that with pure conviction and certainty. You all got this, one moment at a time, one choice at a time. And do not hesitate to reach out for support, for help. You know, we all need to show up in a greater way and really give back and be of service. And there's no better time than now. I mean, the reason why you are in personal development and spiritual development, the reason why you came to this podcast is that you're a light worker, right? You are being called to share your light. You're being called to be of service. You're being called to help navigate through this world with more ease and more flow. so you can live the life you truly want, love, and deserve. And when that happens, you will share your light and you will be of service. So we literally have been preparing for this. We've been prepared. Like, I can't stress that enough. Like, the time is now. And I know that's like a lot of pressure, and I'm not here to put pressure on you. And I'm not here, you know, I know a lot of people are saying that this time is for creativity and to, you know, use this time to create. And I celebrate that, but it's also a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves, right? Like, you're trying to tell me I have to adjust the life. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. I have to learn how to do this. And I'm being expected to create like the greatest work of my life, like one moment at a time, right? Releasing the pressure and remembering to release the expectations, because this never happened before, right? So you get to define what you expect for yourself. You get to define what you, you know, what's considered a good parent or a good coach or a good whatever, you know, your boundaries. Like, it's time of exploration. It's time of trial and error. It's time of figuring out what's going to work and what's not going to work, moment by moment, but not trying to figure it all out, figuring it out. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm getting caught up in my words. Figuring it all out at once, because that is not going to serve us. 0 to 100 is not going to serve us. But just know, so that's how the mind works, right? It anchors in a thought of whatever, scarcity, fear, lack, and then 100 other thoughts of that same vibration, and then it goes into a downward spiral. So during the time that you give yourself to feel the feels, allow yourself to go there, right? Release that energy, journal it out, you know, yell into a pillow, throw something, you know, whatever, right? Allow yourself to do it, but then start implementing the coping skills, the tools that you know help you. One moment at a time, one choice at a time. That's all we need to focus on right now. One moment at a time, one choice at a time. And just know that you are powerful and that we will get through this. We will overcome. Okay? All right, guys. I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for choosing you and making yourself a priority. And we got this. One moment at a time, one choice at a time. I love you all so very much, and I will talk to you soon. Okay, sunshine, till next time, send you all so much love, light, and positive vibes. Bye.